This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The U.S. House of Representatives has voted for changes to the National Flood Insurance Program, and it's poised to get reconciled with the Senate version. The federal government runs and heavily subsidizes this. The program fell deeply into the red, and in 2012, government support was cut back, and insurance premiums for houses in flood-prone areas skyrocketed. But voters want their subsidies, and Marketplace's Dan Weisman joins us with more. Dan, good morning.
Morning, David.
Tell me about the back and forth here. Why did Congress want to end these flood insurance subsidies to begin with?
Well, at that point in 2012, Congress was listening to people who said, hey, it doesn't make sense to subsidize people for living in places where there's a lot of risk. And that's especially because the maps showing where the risk was hadn't been updated for decades. And meanwhile, global climate change made cities like, you know, New Orleans look riskier than they had in the 1980s. So this is all before Superstorm Sandy made New York and New Jersey look really high risk. And after that, the program's deficit went up to something like $25 billion.
Yet Congress is revisiting this. Why?
Well, people like their subsidies and have a hard time living without them. So after Congress passed that initial law, people living in coastal areas freaked out because the maps showing who lived in a high-risk area were getting updated. Suddenly, there are high-risk homeowners with high premiums to go with that. And others said they would have a hard time selling their homes because the 2012 law would have ended a subsidy if a home got sold. So realtors were like, no way. This effectively restores things to the way they were before 2012 to most of those people. Anybody who is going to be remapped into a higher rate, the new maps will not apply to them as long as they already had flood insurance, and it keeps a lot of those subsidies in place. So proponents say it's not going to cost taxpayers money. The bill imposes a surcharge on everybody who buys flood insurance, so it's low for most people, $25, but higher, $250 for vacation homes and businesses.
Now, who is speaking up that this was maybe a bad idea?
It was an interesting coalition. There were environmental groups like the Sierra Club and the Natural Resources Defense Council and anti-tax conservative groups like the National Taxpayers Union. And they have two big complaints. One is the homes that receive subsidies are often the riskiest properties, and that's why they need subsidies. And this doesn't create any incentive to flood-proof a beach house. Also, there's no disincentive to live near the coast. And the other is the subsidies are not means-tested. So the person who owns a beach house gets the same subsidy as the person who pours their coffee at the nearby Starbucks.
All right. Marketplace's Dan Weisman. Thank you.
Thanks, David. My pleasure.